ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः ॐ भद्रं कन्नेभिश्रणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्रा शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः सो वी हेड् टु सट् मुण्डक द माण्डुक्य उपनिषद् लास्ट् वीक् ऐ इण्ट्रोड्यूस्ड् दि सब्जेक्ट् मेटर् वे वि आर् इन् माण्डुक्य उपनिषद् It is with this Atharva Veda Shanti again. Om Bhadram Kanne Bhishranuyama Devaha Bhadram Pashye Makshabharya Jatraha Sthirai Rangai Istushtu Vagam Sastanubihi Vyashema Devahi Tayyadayuhu Swastina Indro Vruddhashravaha Swasti Nav Posha Vishravedaha Swasti Nastarksho Arishtanemihi Swasti No Brihaswatir Dadatu Om Shanti 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 So we are seeing the Mandukya Upanishad second prakaranam called Vaithathya prakaranam and now we have to start the mantra 16. Last class I just introduced the mantra, but I have not yet started explaining the whole mantra. Till now, the understanding we have got is, this Jagrat Prapanchaha, the waking universe, is also as good as the dream universe, Swapna Prapanchaha, which means just as this dream universe, which enjoys reality at one plane, becomes negated as mithya from the standpoint of a waker on waking up from sleep. Similarly, this Jagrat Prapanchaha, this waking universe also, which appears to be real, which is very much taken to be absolutely real, this universe also will be negatable as mithya from the standpoint of the Atma, the consciousness, the truth of the very perceiver, the waker, on waking up from the sleep of ignorance. In the wake of knowledge of the self, the truth of the waker being consciousness, this entire Jagrat Prapanchaha, waking universe also, will be mithya. The waking universe being mithya will become clear. In fact, anything observed, anything objectified, anything perceived is mithya. Experienced is mithya. And what is satyam here? If everything is mithya, what is then satyam? The very truth of the perceiver alone is satyam. Even the perceiver knower status is mithya. The known is mithya. the truth of the knower alone is satyam. The truth of the perceiver alone is satyam. The swarupam of the perceiver, which is the consciousness, which alone is satyam, which is otherwise implied by the terms Atma and Brahma. Anything and everything other than Atma, the consciousness, is mithya. And this is what is discussed. And here, now we are going to see an interesting verse. From this verse onwards, Gaudapada Acharya is going to make us see how this mithya prapanchaha now has its existence, which means how, as long as the mithya prapanchaha is mistaken for the reality, so long will there be samsaraha, bondage, which means here the question might come whenever we talk about this whole experienced universe, because now the Shastram repeatedly points out this waking universe, which is mistaken to be absolutely real, is not as real as you think. It is mithya, which has been said. So what? Yeah, we understand satyam and mithya, the jagat prapancha is mithya, so what? No. It is not simply saying jagat prapancha is mithya. Mithya means it must be very clear. If it is mithya, then if that vision of this universe being mithya is very clear, doubtlessly, then you will not be affected by anything which is part of this universe, which happens in this universe. But every small thing affects you means for you, this jagrat, this prapancha is very much real. Why this jagrat prapancha is real, even though I seem to have understood this jagrat prapancha is mithya, but still I attribute reality to this, because I have not yet assimilated what is satyam. Okay, what is absolutely real, that is not yet well ascertained. Therefore, what is seemingly real is still mistaken to be the real universe. Therefore, the mithyatvam of the jagat being only empirically real, not being absolutely real, is not yet very clear. And if the whole jagat is mithya, means, then what is absolutely real? What is satyam then? We say Atma is the satyam. Atma, the Brahman, is the satyam. And what is that Atma, what is that Brahman? That Brahman, the absolute reality, that all-pervasive innermost reality, Atma is you. Which means, and therefore the whole jagat is, who is then, if this universe is there, the question always will come, is this universe created? If it is not created, then what it is? Where was it before? If it is created, means who is the creator? Where was it before? How was it? Was it there before? It came into existence newly. Which means, and then the whole creation, something, you know, what is that which has happened first? And which is the first birth? If karma is responsible for my bondage, why did I do karma? When did my first karma begin? Now, when did first karma begin? What is the cause of this plant? or tree? You simply ask. We all immediately will say, what seed? The tree has come into existence from the seed. We all know very well. Where did the seed come from? Seed has come from the other tree. Where did that tree come from? Another seed. Where did that other tree come from? Other seed come from? From another tree. That tree, where did it come from? Like that, if we ask question, did the seed come into existence first? Or did the tree come into existence first? The creator came into existence first, or the creation came into existence first? The jiva came into existence first. The experiencer jiva came into existence first, or the experienced universe came into existence first? Should the will be taken to be the first, or should the destiny, the fate should be taken to be the first? Which came first, which came later? If we ask these questions, I told you long, long ago, the child of 2-year-old, 3-year-old, who just started speaking fluently recently, and takes his mom and dad's marriage album, sees the photographs and is asking, why I am not here in this photo album? Why did you leave me? Why am I not here? Child wants to be there, the picture. It's like this, isn't it? Which means, if we start asking such questions, then it will end up in infinite regression, which means you will never find an answer. You can find answer, you can give an answer without getting up, repeat, which means you can never put a full stop for this question. It will go on and on and on. It will lead to logical entanglement. To avoid this, how the Shastram answers is, this entire universe, this entire creation is in a cyclic process. There is a cyclic process. There is not a linear process. Therefore, you cannot talk about the beginning point and the end point. It is not possible for us to show this is where it begins. The universe begins here, it will end here. You cannot point out. The life begins here, the life ends here, you cannot point out. Because a cyclic process means it's a beginningless, endless cycle. Therefore, when you talk about cyclic process, you cannot point out the beginning or the end of this cosmos. When you cannot talk about the beginning and the end of this cosmos, what does it mean? It is not created. Therefore, it is not destroyed also. There is no such thing called creation here. There is no such thing called destruction here. Absolute destruction is not there here. But in order to arrive at the absolute reality, the truth of this cosmos as one's own self, one's real nature, and thereby to understand this entire cosmos being mithya, this universe is discussed. There's a discussion of this cosmos. Discussion of this universe, the creation. But there is no order involved in this srishti. Order means you can't talk about this came first, this came first, this came first. There's an order, isn't it? when you talk about something, you can present it systematically because there's an order involved. But here, there's no order involved in creation. Therefore, we cannot talk about the order. But in our discussion on the Srishti, we can have an order, in the sense, we can begin with the given aspect of creation, then we can end with the given aspect of creation in our discussion on creation. Which means only in discussion we can have that beginning, no? We can begin, talk about the creation, beginning with the given aspect. That does not mean the aspect with which we begin our discussion on creation is something first in the creation. No. It's very clear, therefore. But here, Gaudapada Acharya, in this text, first he presents the Jiva Srishtihi. Jiva Srishtihi is presented means what now? How the projection of Jiva, how Jiva comes into existence. When the Jiva comes into existence, then what happens? How Jiva takes care of this, then how the samsara comes into existence. The life of transmigration, how it comes into existence. That is discussed here. That does not mean Jiva came first. No. Jiva also has no beginning. Jagat has no beginning. Nothing has beginning. Nothing has an end. But it is a cyclic process. But here we discuss the Jiva aspect first. Okay? So we'll see here. This is the introduction for the 16th verse. Jivam kalpayate purvam.
Jivam kalpayate purvam.
Tato bhavan prathagvidhan.
Tato bhavan prathagvidhan.
Bahyan.
Bahyan.
Adhyatmikamschaiva.
Adhyatmikamschaiva.
Yatha vidyastatha smritihi.
Yatha vidyastatha smritihi.
Jivam kalpayate purvam.
Jivam kalpayate purvam.
Tato bhavan prathagvidhan.
Tato bhavan prathagvidhan.
Bahyanadhyatmikamschaiva.
Bahyanadhyatmikamschaiva.
Yatha vidyastatha smritihi.
Yatha vidyastatha smritihi.
Okay. This Atma, the Brahman, first, kalpayate. Kalpayate is third person singular pronoun, atmane padam. Kalpayate means projects. Atma projects. Atma is implied. It's not mentioned in the verse. We have to understand. Atma first projects the jivaha. Jivam kalpayate. Because jivaha, the jivam is an objective case, so you can make out. Isn't it? Atma jivam kalpayate. Atma projects the jiva. When? Purvam, first. So what should we not mistake here? First, jiva comes into existence. No, we should not understand it. In a discussion on this entire creation, the Upanishad presents the first, the Upanishad begins with the aspect of Jiva first. Okay, for our understanding. So, Atma Jivam Kalpayate. I have already told you, last class I told you, what is Jiva, isn't it? Pure consciousness manifest in a given individual mind, endowed with body, mind, complex, what? Jiva, associated with the begin body mind complex is jivaha, I said. So here, atma jivam kalpayate. Atma projects the jiva. Purvam. then what happens? You have to stop here. That's the quarter part of this mantra. Then the jiva has come. When the jiva has, atma has projected the jiva, means first what happens? There is an individual with the knowledge, I am here. The individual is born, isn't it? I am here with this. When I am here, this individual, this jiva, what does he do? Then, because he is endowed with his body, mind, sense complex, and he perceives through five different senses, he sees the light and all the opaque things shining in the light. He hears varieties of sounds, and he smells varieties of smells, and he tastes varieties of food. I don't want to remind you that now. He also feels varieties of touch. Now, he perceives the world of objects. Now, turns around, looks around, travels around, and he perceives this external world of objects of perception. When he perceives, what should happen next? Perception of external world of objects will result in knowledge of the world of objects. Perception results in jnanam, knowledge. Oh, there is light, there is form, there is the varieties of forms, there are living beings, there are people, there are that, and there is this sound, that sound. Now there is knowledge of objects. When he gains the knowledge, it is called what now? Pashyati, janati. So perception precedes or knowledge precedes. First sees, perceives through senses, then knows, then what happens? He remembers. Whatever he perceives, he stores them, isn't it? He remembers. So smarati, darshanam, no, then jnanam, then smaranam. Then he remembers. Remembers what? These objects. When he remembers, he has different experiences now, because he's perceived, he experienced, he knows, he collected, he stored also, he remembers now. And when he experienced, first time when he comes to know, what happened now, he knows, oh, this is something very sweet, very nice, I like it. This is something bitter, I don't like it. Like that, he always, this knowledge results in what? No, jnanam, he also remembers. Then in keeping with his knowledge and memory, he has desire in the form of likes and dislikes for the objects. It is not possible for you to have like or dislike for something which you have not experienced at all even once. I hate Gagabugai. Will anybody say here? I will ask, why do you hate it? I just hate it. You can't say, isn't it? You cannot have hatred, aversion, dislike towards something which you have never experienced in life. Similarly, a passion, you know, I love this. What is that? I haven't seen that. You can never say that you love something which you have not experienced even once in your life. Liking or like or dislike must be always for something which you have already known. Desire is always for the objects already known, experienced, enjoyed, tasted, isn't it? Therefore, relished, which means, and you remember. Then memory, you have what now? Pleasant experience also is there. Unpleasant experience is also there. Suppose if I take you all to India, and then I take you to nice sugar cane farm, and where their sugarcane juice is extracted, I'll give you all nice sugarcane juice. You all drink it. You like it. And afterwards, I take you to another house where we serve food. And there we also serve lots of food, and then we give you bitter, you know, some neem leaf pachdi. And then neem leaf pachdi, you know, and then some bitter gourd curry. Sugarcane juice is what now? Pleasant experience, Coimbatore experience. Now, kinder coconut water, pleasant experience. Bitter gourd curry, my God, unpleasant experience. Neem pachdi, neem leaf pachdi. You know, unpleasant. So, you have that experience, you have that memory, there is unpleasant experience, also you have memory of that, and pleasant experience also, and your likes and dislikes will be desire in the form of the two sides of desire is what? Likes and dislikes, towards pleasant and unpleasant, you know, also will be there. Therefore, pashyati, janati, smarati, ichchati, desires, iccha. Desire is for what? Desire to enjoy it. Again, desire to have it. Desire to experience it again, or desire to run away from something also. Desire to enjoy, desire to get rid of. Desire to go after something, desire to get rid of something. This is called desire in twofold forms, ichchati, isn't it? Once the ichcha comes, desire will result in what? Whether you want to go after something, you want to run away from something, both desire impels you to do karma. Karoti. You understand how it goes? Then desire results in action. So perception leads to knowledge. Knowledge results in what? Pleasant and unpleasant experience. And as a result of which you have your memory. Now you remember your memory of pleasant and unpleasant experiences. In keeping with the previous prior experience, knowledge and memory, your likes and dislikes are there. In keeping with the likes and dislikes, you perform actions. When you perform actions, in keeping with your knowledge of dharma, value of dharma, you do the right action or wrong action. In keeping with the karma, you accumulate punya papam. How does jiva accumulate punya papam? By doing right or wrong actions. What made him do the right or wrong actions? Ichcha, desire. No, of likes and dislikes. How did he pick up desire? How did desire, he develop desire? Because he had the memory of pleasant and unpleasant experiences. How did he have the pleasant unpleasant memory of pleasant and unpleasant experiences? Because he knew, had the knowledge. How did he know? Because he perceived. Why did he perceive? Because he is here, the world. Understand? He is, he very much here. Therefore, this goes like this. And once you have punya papam, phalam, karma produces what? Phalam. Once you have punya papa phalam, that becomes what? Agami karma phalam. In the present life, while exhausting the power of the karma, when you are here as a jiva, and when you do karma, your karma produces what? Drishtam adrishtam phalam. The seen results which are experienced now and unseen results which will be accumulated for later. It's called agami karma phalam. Isn't it? The agami karma phalam will take its own time for fructification. Therefore, what now? That karma, you had to, therefore, rebirth becomes necessary. Agami karma will join Sanchitam karma. Therefore, in order to, there's no way. Okay, that's the order. Therefore, because of the, for the sake of exhausting this agami karma, accumulated now, which even though there's already Sanchitam, which is to be exhausted. And this agami karma makes sure that it goes and pushes the Sanchitam in the front to the thing that you will be, you had to be born again. Therefore, rebirth is what not choiceless. That is why we are all here without our request or permission. We've been pushed out here, pushed down here to go through what we are here. Understand now what we are? None of us had any choice in being around. What choice did we have? Just we are here. Understand? This is something very interesting, isn't it? So, why are we here? We will never question hereafter. Punarjanma. So, Atma just possesses the Jiva, and the Jiva takes care of the cycle of births and deaths, samsara. The once the, again, the, because of karma phalam, jayate. So, Jivaha is projected, Jiva pashyati, Jivaha janati, Jivaha smarati, and Jivaha ichchati, Jivaha karma karoti, Jivaha phala, punya papam sampadayati, punya papam because what now? He has been exhausted, therefore, punaha jayate. Again, he is born. Once again, he is born. What is he? Jiva. So, what again? Pashyati, janati, ichchati, karma karoti. It continues. Is it clear now? Never. It will be never ending. Be endless. That is what is. He say, that's what he says. In fact, Gaurpada Acharya stops at one place. We have to supply the verse to make the verse complete. We'll see that how it is. So, jivam kalpayate purvam,
jivam kalpayate purvam,
tato bhavan prithagvidhan,
tato bhavan prithagvidhan.
Tataha bhavan prithagvidhan kalpayate. Prithagvidhan bhavan means what now? Bhavaha means varied, separate objects, because each object that you perceive is different from what? Every other object. Isn't it? Prithagvidhan bhavan, no? Kalpayate. Atma projects the varied objects. Then, not only them, not only the external objects here, bahyan bhavan, the external, the objects of perception, not only them, he says, adhyatmikan cha eva. Adhyatmikaha bhavaha means what? External varied objects, atma projects, after projecting the jiva, through jiva. Then, adhyatmikan bhavan means what? Who this jiva now projects? Jiva takes care of rest now. Adhyatmikan bhavan means everyone, not only the external objects here, internally also. You know, the sukshma. Sukshma means what here? In fact, the mindset. Mindset means, suppose when an individual is born, you know, the inclinations. We have different, people have different inclinations for different things. We're inclined for so many different things. There's also what? Is it? In keeping with your karma again. So, here different, when the birth comes, next jayate, when the, again when you're taking the birth, And which is the body, which body one assumes, who determines? Your punya papa. If you have only papam, then their body will be different. Only punyam, since celestial, some invisible forms. And both punyam and papam, exactly what we have got. Really. Therefore, whether it is a celestial form, human form, or you know, other form, in the two, having that form, where you can go experience, the body is always for bhogayatanam. It is an isn't it? It's abode of enjoyment, of enjoyment. So for you to enjoy a given, to have given experience, you need a given shariram, and if you have that, for which you will be in a different loka. That is 14 lokas. That is why, who is first here? If you take the whole cosmos, the entire universe is what now? Is only, universe means, there's an experience of universe. Experience of universe involves two aspects, the experiencer and the experienced. Isn't it? The experience cannot be talked about if there is no experiencer and the experienced both. Of these two, which came first? So, Upanishad presents the experiencer, Jiva, the first. The knower, doer, enjoyer, perceiver, experiencer is the Jiva, isn't it? The Jiva is presented here first because the Jiva has to come first, the experienced has to come later on. Because the experienced universe is not here for the sake of the universe. Experienced universe is here for the sake of the experiencer. The house is built, the house is not built for the sake of the house, isn't it? This house is built for the one who needs to go and live in the house. Similarly, anything here, any infrastructure it is made, taken care of here, the roads and things and the airports and the bus stops and the buses and the conveyance and the everything, all the infrastructure are for whose sake? For the sake of the infrastructure? For our sake, isn't it? For all these road works, everything is for the experiencer, enjoyer's sake. Therefore, enjoyer is discussed here first. So here, enjoyer, the knower, the perceiver, the jiva, when it is projected, then bahyan prithag bhavan kalpayate. Atma projects the jiva. Then the jiva what now? Projects this external world of objects. Not only that, even adhyatmikan bhavan means everyone comes with one's own inclinations, one's own interests, one's own mindset. The way you perceive things, the way I perceive things is different from other person. There are a lot of things we perceive general. In general, we all perceive, you know, it's the same way. All of us see light, all of us hear the noise, sound of these rains, all of us, certain general things. But apart from the general things, there are so many things which we have our own personal, isn't it? It's one's own world. The one's own world, how it's all based on my understanding, in keeping with my understanding, my taste, my perceptions, my capacity to understand, my capacity to project, everyone has one's own different mindset also, isn't it? Is called Adhyatmikan Bhavan. Is it clear? Adhyatmikan Bhavan means inner, you know, internal objects. Internal objects means Adhyatmikan here implies one's own, you know, the intellectual sharpness, emotional stability, and then the perceptions, the way one perceives. The inclinations, interests and tastes, it's all different, isn't it? It's called adhyatmikaha bhavaha. it is very natural for someone to just go and take a big piece of meat and bring it and cut it and cook it and eat it. For some people, the very sight of something, the blood and smeared, is difficult. How is it? It's called Adhyatmikaha Bhavaha are different. Some are so much interest in cricket, including our Swamiji, even now, however troubled, he has some problem. What's the score? He wants to know the score. There's so much interest in cricket. The people like me who are completely novice about cricket. Now the people, so much people like sports. Adhyatmikaha bhavaha differ from person to person. That is why when you go to the bookshops, you see all sorts of sports magazines. I will not even turn my head and see that side. The science magazines, arts magazines, finance magazines, magazines on different things, isn't it? And some politics. You know, what's happening? Social activities. So books on, magazines on different subject matters. Why? People will go straight only to their magazine they pick up. Why? Their interests are different. That's what I'm saying. Medicine, engineering, science, arts. There's so many varieties. The philosophy, fiction. Some people go only for these fictions and novels. People like to read. Some people don't even have a habit of reading. They don't know what reading is. There are some people all the time they cannot, you cannot see their face. You have to see the book. You have to want to see the face. You have to pull the book and see the face. They all the time have a habit of reading. It's all what? Interests differ. That, how do they pick up? It's not overnight. Some people, you know, we see the born prodigies of the guitar or violin or musical instruments and singing, lots of things. What I'm saying, these interests, some parents force the children to learn, they don't want to study. But some children, without it being told by parents, they love this. It's all how all these interest inclinations, in keeping with their previous lifestyle, it's called samskaraha. Understand now? Vasanaha, samskaraha. The mental impressions. That's why I said that totally, overall I say mindset. How sharp the person is, that depends upon how the lifestyle was in previous life. How brave the person is. How intelligent the person is. The degree is very... All the human beings are equally brilliant. But still, certain degree, the way there's variation, isn't it? The degree, there's a degree of variations here. It's all in keeping with what now? One's lifestyles. And what music you like, what dance you like, and which things you like. Some people, they love Rishikesh. Why? It's all samskara. In order of overnight boy being born somewhere here, you can't just develop love for Rishikesh just because one side. No. Anything and everything, it's all what? No. Samskara. Janmantara samskara. It's called previous life's vasanas. Isn't it? So that also, when a jiva is projected here, all those things, adhyatmikaha bhavaha, they're also here, adhyatmikan bhavane, kalpayate. Bahyane, externally also, there's a general perception of generally perceived objects which are also projected, and internally, the nature, mental setup is also there. All of them, the jiva, the atma projects. Is it clear or not now? Hope you're understanding. Now, how does it happen here? It's said here. So, jivam kalpayate, tataha tru jivatno bahyan bhavan prithagvidan kalpayate, adhyatmikan bhavan kalpayate. How? how does Atma project through the Jiva, the whole universe, whole, internal and external? How does he project? He says, Yatha Vidyaha Tatha Smritihi. Yatha Vidyaha means what now? In keeping with his knowledge. Yatha Jnanam Tatha. In keeping with the knowledge, the previously accumulated knowledge of the Jiva. The Jiva has what now? A memory. And keeping with the memory, what happens? He has desire. In keeping with his desire, he performs actions. In keeping with his actions, he accumulates Punya Papa. In keeping with his Punya Papa, he has next Shariram. Whether it is in a vertical Shariram or horizontal body or a vertical body or four-legged, two-legged, running, crawling, jumping, leaping, what is the body in keeping with what now? In keeping with Punya Papam. Punya Papa is in keeping with your karma. Karma is in keeping with what? Your desire. Desires are based on your memory. Memory is in keeping with your knowledge. Knowledge is in keeping with what now? Your perception. Therefore, once you are born again, you continue. Is it clear? Now what we should do here? Yatha vidyaha tatha smritihi. There, what should say now? Yatha smritihi tatha karma. Tat yatha karma tatha phalam. Yatha phalam tatha janma. Yatha janma again, what now? Yatha janma again. Yatha jnanam. Again you have to start. It continues. Therefore, which is the beginning, you will not question now. This is how you have to understand. Beginninglessly, endlessly, this is how there has been a cycle of beginningless, endless cycle of samsara has been there. Let's go to the next verse now. So the next question will come. How long will this Jivatvam, how long will there be the status of the Jiva? As long as there is a Jiva, isn't it? As long as the projection, the Jiva is there, so long will there be samsara. What is samsara? You have to remember, yatha jnanam, tatha smritihi, yatha smritihi, smaranam, tatha karma, yatha karma, tatha palam, tatha janma. Again it continues. Therefore, it's a cyclic process for which only one way is what? As long as ajnanam will be there, so long will this samsara continue. What ajnanam? Avidya. Avidya ajnanam. Here, if ignorance is total, total ignorance means like an utter darkness has the only one power. The power, like when you say light, light need not do anything. The mere presence of light is enough, what now, for things to become illumined, to shine, isn't it? Which means, from the standpoint of the illumined shining objects, we say, illumining is the power of light. We can say, nature of light is what? The power of light. Vilanga cheyindra shakti olikku ullathu. Now, the light is of the nature of illumining, means light is endowed with the inseparable power of illumining. Can you separate the power of illumining from the light? No. Can you say the power is not there at all? No. from the standpoint of the light, light alone is. And how do we say light is powerful? We say light is powerful. What power is it endowed with? It says it is endowed with the power of illumining. How do we say that? From the standpoint of illumined, shining, opaque things, we see this light as, my God, amazing, powerful. Light is very powerful. Not from the standpoint of the light. From the standpoint of the light, just the light is. The standpoint of the opaque, illumined, shining objects, we say what now? Light is powerful, which means light, what is the power? Inseparable power of the light is what? Power of illumining. The capacity to illumine is seen as the Shaktihi. Prakashasya Shaktihi. Isn't it? Prakasha Shaktihi. Similarly, now we have to say the darkness also has the power. No, darkness has the nisha, has the power. Dark, what is the power of darkness? Utter darkness has the one power of just covering. No, covering the opaque things. What does the darkness do to cover the object? Opaque things? Nothing. Presence, isn't it? That's why. The nature of the darkness is looked upon as the power of the darkness. The darkness is endowed with the inseparable power of covering things. How do you say that? In darkness, even if you have very bright, distortion-free vision, very good eyes, the ophthalmologist has given you the certificate that your eyes are the best eyes in the world. Still, even if you enter somewhere, all the opaque things will remain hidden. Be covered. They are not covered by anything else. Objects are, darkness is finished. You cannot see. This power of covering. Okay, in utter darkness, when everything is totally covered, you cannot see anything, therefore you cannot have any fear. Is it clear? Similarly, in total brightness also, in total brightness, there is a light. The light is of the power of illumining everything. Therefore, you can see everything. When you see things clearly also, you cannot mistake anything for anything. Because when you are clearly seeing things, error in perception is not possible in where there is bright light. In utter darkness also, error is not possible because you cannot mistake anything because nothing is seen in total darkness. Is it clear? But now there is a dim light. The dim light is also what now? Semi-darkness. Understand now? Semi-darkness. Dim light. This dim light is of the nature of what now? It has the power. The dim light means the semi-darkness. Dim light means what? The semi-darkness, which is not total, utter darkness. The semi-darkness has the power of covering and has the power of projecting also. That's the power. It doesn't need to do anything. That's the nature of semi-darkness, isn't it? In dim light, what does it mean here? Suppose when you all enter here, there's only dim light here. There's not bright light like this. half past five in the morning, if we came, no light is on here. Very, very dim light. In other houses, we'd come up utterly dark. In my house, it's a dim light because I have some windows here. When you see all my wires here, in dim light, somebody comes newly, they never seen these wires before. Dim light can do what now? It can cover what is. Dim light has the, dim light means semi-darkness has two powers. Not only the power of covering, it will cover what is here. It means you do not seeing what is what? Covering. Not being able, okay? It covers. It's the power of covering. It covers what is, which means you do not see what is there is wire. A piece of wire. This power of covering is called Avarana Shaktihi. Avarana means what? The covering. Not being able to see what is what? Avarana Shakti. Understand now? You are not able to see because the darkness has the, semi-darkness has the power of covering. And what happens now, not only that, it has the power of projecting also. And not only it covers what is, it appears like what? It makes it appear like snake. Making you see what is not is what? Projection. Covering what is avaranam. Making it appear differently is called vikshepa. Is it clear? Now you mistake it for what? It's a dim light. It's a bright light now, you will not mistake it. Even if I tell you, think I'm a fool. You know very well it is what is. In bright light you see what is. There's no fear. In darkness, you cannot see what is. Therefore, there is no fear. In total ignorance also, you can be blissfully ignorant of what is, which means there is bliss. There is no fear, fearlessness. In total brightness also, there is fearlessness because you see what is. But in dim light, in semi-darkness, what now? It is not the two powers operating here. One is Avarna Shakti. One is Vikshepa Shakti. The wire is covered. That is Avarnam, isn't it? Then, yes, it appears like a snake. That is Vikshepa. Whose power? What is that? The semi-darkness, the dim light, does not need to do anything. The dim presence of the dim light, the presence of semi-darkness implies what? The mere presence is ended with two powers. The power of covering, the power of projecting. Avaranam first, then vikshepa. For you to be, you know, for you to have the appearance of a snake there, it must be covered first. Isn't it? Therefore, first what is covered, then there is appearance of a snake called projection. Not seeing what is avaranam, and seeing what is not is what? Projection. Is it clear? This is how, once you mistake, then it will result in what? When these two powers of semi-darkness operate, it will result in what? Fear. What is the outcome of this operation of this, you know, power? Here, operation, there is no operation. Understand what I am saying? Just it is means it is. And there is a fear. And the fear is desirable or not? The fear is very comforting. Fear is discomfort. And fear is something which you want to get rid of because it's pain. You're shivering. Therefore, now you want to get rid of the fear. Because fear is not desirable, you want to get rid of the fear. How can you become free from the fear? Do you think you can get rid of the fear by destroying the snake, by killing the snake, by undoing the snake, or throwing away the snake? Or leaving the snake there, going and sitting in one corner? You meditate. Can you meditate comfortably? So imagine any action you want to do. Nitya karma, naimittika karma, religious activity, mundane activity, any action you do, meditation, pranayama, asanas, trimming, all, no, dhyanam, japaha, singing, any action you do, you want to do, will not relieve you from the fear. Understand? Fear will be there. Whatever you do, will there be fear? Because fear cannot be removed by any other karma. And nor can you destroy the snake. So your wish to destroy the snake, to get out the fear also is vain effort. Will be vain effort. Because there's no real snake. Therefore, you can get rid of the fear caused by the snake only by what now? Knowing that there is no snake. It is the knowledge that there is no snake. It is the jnanam. You have samanya jnanam. What is samanya jnanam? There is something is samanya jnanam. But you do not know this is rope, this is only a wire. That's called Vishesha Jnanam. Okay? Vishesha Jnanam is not there. Samanya Jnanam is there. Okay? Therefore, this is what now? Vishesha Ajnana Purvaka Samanya Jnanam is equal to error. This is Sanskrit definition of error. What is error in Sanskrit? Vishesha Ajnana Purvaka Samanya Jnanam. English word is very simple. E-R-R-O-R. What is error? Which means the general knowledge of something being there without the definite knowledge of what is the error. Understand now? The cause for the error. Therefore, here we say what now? Because error in your perception. Therefore, this error in perception is the cause for your fear. Therefore, error alone needs correction. For which, in knowing that there is it is the knowledge that there is no snake at all, is the only way, only means for you which can remove your fear. It's true or not? So how can you know that there is no snake at all? In order to become free from the hold of fear, you need to know there is no snake at all. In order to know there is no snake at all, you need to know what is there is only wire, rope. Isn't it? Therefore, knowing what is what? In fact, knowing what is not. Therefore, avaranam has to be removed. What can remove the avaranam? Jnanam. Avarana shakti means the power of veiling is ignorance. Ajnanam. Understand? Therefore, only knowledge of what is can remove what now? The ignorant avaranam, covering. Once you know what is, then vikshepa will resolve. The snake will resolve. It need not be chased out. The vikshepasya karanam is what? Avaranam. It is the avaranam which causes the vikshepa. It is the vikshepa which causes the fear, isn't it? Therefore, in order to get rid of the fear, you need to correct the error in your perception, which means you need to have the knowledge that, there is no snake at all. So the knowledge that there is no snake at all is dependent on the knowledge that what is there is rope. Therefore, it's called what now? Moola avidya. Moola avidya, it is the ignorance of the what is the moola avidya. Ignorance of what is the cause of what now? Error in perception of what is, what is not, isn't it? There, similarly, here also what now? Once you bring more light, so what can you do now to have the knowledge? Make the dim light a bright light. Turn your knob here, make it brighter and brighter, maximum, turn it and make the room have the brightest light. And in the brightest light, also take one more torch light and unsee it. My God, in the brightest light, covering has gone. Avaranam resolves. What you see, it's not no more covered. The object that is there is not covered anymore. It means it shines for you. Oh, it is only a piece of wire. Once you see a piece of wire, afterwards, do you have to drive away the snake? When you see the piece of wire, in the very sight of this wire, the snake has resolved. Then what happened? Along with the snake, fear also is resolved. In the wake of jnanam, the snake goes, the knowledge of the wire, snake, and the snake cause the fear, resolved. Similarly, here, she's going to say here, when you see the rope, there is only, you don't see rope and a snake there. No, because previously we experienced a rope, snake. No, now I know what is. Snake also is there. Can you say that? No. There is only non-dual, secondless, one rope alone is. In the vision of the rope, in the wake of the knowledge of the rope, you see the snake is resolved. The snake caused a fear also is resolved. Similarly, as long as there is the notion, I am an individual, I am a jiva, because of the not knowing what I am, if you are not knowing you are, the not knowing what you are, then ignorance is total, is it? Total ignorance has the power of covering only. It covers what is. When you do not know you are, when you do not know what you are, there is total ignorance. In total ignorance, nothing is. That is why in sleep there is no fear. In sleep, there is no anxiety. In sleep, there is no jealousy. In sleep, there is no hatred. In sleep, in deep sleep state, there is no anger. Thank God. In sleep also, you get angry, means what will happen? next day, no? That is why Bhagavan forced rest, at least this for some time, at least some hours when you are fast asleep, in deep sleep state, there is no anger, there is no jealousy, no hatred, no desire, no pain, no anxiety, no fear. Why? Total ignorance. You are not knowing you are. You are not knowing, you are not knowing what you are. Do not know? Is it clear now? That's why you don't need to work hard. You don't need to work. No, when in fast, when in deep sleep state also I have samsara, let me work hard. I had a lot of pain. Let me get rid of pain. You don't need to work for it because you are not there. You yourself, you do not even know you are. In total ignorance, there is only avarna shakti. Everything is completely covered. There is no fear. No dukkham, no sorrow. No. Is it clear now? Whereas in the waking state, and also in swapna, you have in dream and as well as in this waking here, you have partial knowledge. In waking state, you have partial knowledge. You know you are, but you do not know what you are. And you do not know that you do not know what you are. Therefore, what happens is the total ignorance is bliss and total knowledge is happiness, fullness. Whereas in half knowledge, you know, this half knowledge is the problem. This half knowledge means there is half ignorance. You know you are, but you do not know what you are. This not knowing what I am is what? Ignorance. And this is called Atma Swarupa Ajnanam. Understand? Swarupa Ajnanam. Not knowing what I am, what I is, how you know very well, wave is water, I is what? We do not know. We do not know that we do not know. We do not know that we need to know. Only when you are exposed to Shastram, you come to know that you need to know. Why? Because Shastram talks about the power, how powerful this ignorance is. Understand now? This ignorance does not has existence outside somewhere. Doesn't exist outside somewhere. Outside of, isn't it? Just so here, this ignorance also is powerful, isn't it? What is the power of this ignorance? Isn't it? Not knowing what I am, this ignorance also has what? No, the power of covering. And the power of projecting. Not knowing what I am is what now? One's own swarupam being covered. That be what happens? Then you mistake. Mistaking the non-self for the self is what? Projecting. Projection. Understand? Of oneself. Projecting. This is what I am. Your own projection. Error in erroneous self-perception is what? Because caused by vikshepa shakti. Not seeing what you are is what? Avarna shakti. Understand? Not seeing what you are is the result of avarna shakti. And mistaking the non-self for the self is what? Vikshepa shakti. Isn't it? Avarna shakti and vikshepa shakti. So here what happens when you mistake it, then comes as a jiva, when you see this world being outside of you and you see things and you see the plurality of objects. And you see, you experience, you remember, and your identity is with what? With this, only with this body, mind, and complex. And as a result, what now? Then you have this icchati, isn't it? Then there is a desire, there is a karma, then you have palam, and you have to be born again. It continues endlessly. So what is the way, in what way can I come out of this? How can I free myself from this samsara? Isn't it? Just in order to, the whole samsara is there. Is this jagat real? My God, is it real? Is snake real for you? Yes. Snake is real. For whom? For the one who does not see the rope, snake is real. When the snake is real, snake caused fear also is very much real. And you, unfortunately, you become the victim of fear. You are disturbed. You go through the suffering of having the fear, which is not at all necessary. You can have the comfort of fearlessness when? By getting off the discomfort of fear. How? Just by resolving the snake. By knowing that there's no snake. And similarly, you can know there's no snake only by knowing what is there is only rope. Similarly here, this whole jagat is, as long as you think this jagat is real, there'll be what? You will become the victim of all sorts of problems. You are threatened and frightened and slogged. You are chased by this jagat. Jagat means what? No. But jagat means you can enjoy the jagat. It's a different thing, isn't it? But now the world becomes the source of the cause for your problems. All the problems you have. It is not the world. It is not the world which is the cause of your fear, isn't it? Error in the perception of the world. It is not the snake which causes the fear in you, isn't it? The real snake is there. If it causes the fear, that's a different thing, isn't it? It is not the snake which causes the fear. Please understand, very important lesson. There's no real snake. But it is erroneous perception of the snake which is the cause for your snake, for your fear. Similarly, the cause for your unhappiness, the cause for your, all that emotional anxiety, fear, jealousy, hatred, anger, all the problems you have now, the all will resolve. They're causing so much of disturbance, mental agitations, which is unhappiness together, in fact, the sorrow, different degrees of pain, they will all just resolve like a fear. Once you know where is the jagat, if you see where the jagat is, there's no jagat here. There's no jagat here means what? This jagat is not really jagat, is Brahma, isn't it? Because you see the jagat as absolutely real jagat. Is it clear? It's not simply understanding, it is a fact. You have to really see that. This jagat is not as much real as I think it is, as I see it. For you, in order to see, this jagat is not satyam. The jagat is only mithya. When it becomes very clear, then seeing the jagat as mithya means, see, jagat is as good as non-existent. Where is the snake? Like that. There's no jagat other than me. Understand? There's no ocean other than water. There's no ornament other than gold. There's no jagat other than me. That vision should come. For you not to see, there's no jagat. It's only mithya. There's no real jagat. There's no real jagat. There's only mithya. Means for you to say that, thereby to become free from the problems caused by the mistaking the mithya jagat for satyam. Need to see what? What is the truth of the jagat? Understand? The truth of the jagat is you. You are the truth of this jagat. Without you, there is no jagat. That's why. Am I? Yes, you do not know that. So, in the wake of knowledge of the self, you will see the Self being non-dual Brahman. Atma, the non-dual Atma being non-dual Brahman will become very clear. In the wake of the knowledge of the non-duality of the reality, you will see this Jagat being Mithya. When you see the Jagat being Mithya, your samsara will resolve. Samsara is what now? The sorrow, anxiety, the fear will all resolve. Then you are, that's called what now? Freeing oneself from the hold of Shadripavaha, sixfold enemies, the afflictions, all forms of afflictions. There is no affliction other than these six. Okay? All that you go through really. The physical illness or physically falling sick, physical death, it really is will not matter at all for you. It's all emotional. Is it clear? This is a fact. It is not a cock and bull story. This is a fact. The whole thing I said to you now is presented here in these two verses. We'll just see that now. You need a cup of tea? Very interesting verse are coming. Okay, go for tea and come back. Let me see whether I can finish it soon. I have finished explaining what is the two verses are presenting now. The mantra number 17 and 18, they present. And after I'll go to the next time will be interesting because we can go quickly because we're going to see all different types of confusions people are having. All sorts of people who see, who objectify God. All confusion will see that Dvaita and Sankhya and then atheist, We'll see all their views later on. Next mantra has come. But Shankara doesn't want to really. Shankara Bhagavad does not comment upon those mantras because he thinks it's not worth commenting upon the confused views. He just ignores them, confusions. And we have some understanding of these mantras in the light of Sridharacharya's commentary and brief commentary on them. Okay, but before that, these two verse mantras, I won't really do it. You know why? What I told you, it is said here. It is not my own story. Upanishad presents these two mantras. How to see this, okay? The so-called emotional dependence and emotionally afflicted, emotional afflictions, in fact, that's what we want to get rid of, to be frank. No, there's a fear is not in the body. Fear, anxiety, and the fear caused anxiety, tension, or even anger, passion, even the desire, greed, confusions, delusions, all this, everything causes a lot of agitations and then disturbances, the emotional turmoil, isn't it? Emotional. That you will become free from. That's called freedom from the hold of mind, freedom from emotional dependence. And a freedom from the hold of these things. And they will all resolve. You need not make any effort. That is why our Shastram never says, give up your anger. All of you, give up your anger. Give up desires. Understand everything is useless here. Give up your anger. If I say you will get more angry, You need, it's like if I tell you give up your anger, give up your desire, give up your passion, be contented. All these useless, idiotic advices. No way. It's like saying, don't see the snake there. No, there's no snake. Don't see the snake. There's no snake. Don't see the snake. If I tell you, you are only seeing the snake and you are shivering and trembling. I am saying there's no snake. There's no snake at all. Don't see the snake. Think there's no snake. if I tell you, you try to think there's no snake. The more you think that they try to think there's no snake, all varieties of snakes you see in Australian and another zoo, all the zoos where all you saw, all the snakes you see on geographical thing, everything comes to your mind. Varieties of snakes you come to your mind. No way. That's what the mind will do. Why? Because it is how foolish it is. If I tell you, don't see the snake. There's no snake. Don't see the snake. You know, please don't be frightened. There's no snake. If I simply tell you, will it remove your fear? You'll be holding on to me, you may stand there for some time. But really, you cannot, it's called dependence. Understand now? You're simply so much, the fear is there. But you had to be independently fearless. Holding on to something still you are frightened because there's no convictions, there's no fear. Therefore, that is not the way. You are, in fact, fear is holding on to you. You are not holding on to the fear. You can't give up the fear. You had to free yourself from the hold of fear, for which you need to know there is no snake, for which you need to know what is there is rope. Only in the wake of knowledge of the rope, what is rope being there, the snake will resolve. The snake caused to fear will resolve. There will be only non-dual, secondless rope. Isn't it? Similarly, in the wake of knowledge of Paramatma, as in your own mind, as your truth or the very searcher, very meditator, very knower, experiencer, and you see this universe, including your body, mind and complex, being mithya will become clear. When the mithya prapanchaha is understood as mithya, all the afflictions caused by your erroneous perception of the world being satyam will just resolve. Which is called what? No, this is how you become free from the hold of all your emotionally entangling things, emotional problems, emotional dependence. It's okay? Please go and have a tea.
Swami, this avarana is actually partial concealment, isn't it?
No. Avaranam is a power of covering.
Covering, yeah, but this is partial.
No.
Not full.
No. It is covering.
If it is full,
there is no partial. No. There is no partial covering, doctor. It is just the covering.
Yeah.
See, it's utter darkness means it has only one power of covering.
Yeah.
Utter darkness doesn't have the power of projecting.
Yeah.
Okay. There is no partial covering. Covering is full only, but only covering alone is there. But the projection is not possible. In utter darkness, projection is not there.
Just covering.
Yes. Covering. That's why there's no fear. But total covering is not a problem.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Total covering means,
what you're saying, the covering
partial
is...
Partial covering. No. We see something else.
When I say total covering means, the covering is not a problem. Covering by itself is not the problem. Hmm. Projection is the problem.
Projection.
There's no partial covering. Covering
is the result of the covering. You hear the projection.
Covering is there.
Yeah.
Now because, see, the utter darkness has the only one power of covering.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the power of projecting.
Yeah.
Whereas the dim light, semi-darkness, has the power of...
No, versus partial covering.
Not partial covering. Covering plus projecting. Covering is not partial, doctor. Covering is one power.
Yeah.
Projecting is another power. So the dim, actually, semi darkness has two powers.
So when the covering is there, that must be projected.
See? So, you need not undo this universe. You cannot undo this universe. You cannot undo any of your afflictions. You need not make any effort to undo the problems you have. The so-called the problems. What is a problem? Anything which makes you unhappy, sorrowful, sad, is a problem. anything which causes any slightest disturbance in the easiness of your mind is a problem. Any agitation, the stillness of your mind is what? A problem. So, you need not to work very hard to undo them. That is why when people say we practice meditation, free yourself from stress, and practice meditation, calm your mind, practice meditation, get rid of anger. Anger goes, that goes, this goes by my meditation. They say that, no? People say that. It will go relatively. It's only temporary remedy. That's why even japam, we always to tackle something, like how you take some symptom, immediate painkiller, like that, you can, this japam, meditation, etc., are like immediate painkillers. To manage it temporarily, you can use them. But you have to remember that you are sick, there is disease. And it has to be, in the form of ignorance. The root cause of the disease is ignorance. That has to be sorted out. Therefore, as long as there is the root cause of the disease, the ignorance, so long will there be this erroneous self-perception. And as long as there is erroneous self-perception, so long will there be perception of the universe, also what erroneous perception of the universe. And as long as you have the erroneous perception of the universe, because the erroneous perception of the self, because of the ignorance of the self, then there will be samsara. Therefore, here he says, he gives his analogy, look at this now. Anischita yatha rajjuhu.
Anischita yatha rajjuhu.
So the previous verse, how samsara is sustained, that is said, isn't it? So how to become, one has to free one from samsara, and for which before he says this example, look at this. Anischita yatha rajjuhu.
Anischita yatha rajjuhu.
Andhakare vikalpita.
Andhakare
sarpadaradibhirbhavaihi
sarpadaradibhirbhavaihi
tadvadatma vikalpitaha
tadvadatma vikalpitaha.
See, andhakare in darkness, not in brightness. There's no brightness, but in darkness. Which darkness? In semi-darkness. Darkness. You can say in dim light. Yatha anischita rajjuhu. Anischita rajjuhu. Rajjuhu means rope. Anischita means not clearly seen, not definitely known. Nischita means definitely, clearly known, rightly perceived. Anischita means wrongly perceived, or clearly, not clearly perceived. Anischita, not definitely known. Anischita rajjuhu, which means there is some knowledge. There is something. Knowing there is something is called general knowledge. But no, what is there is rope means is a specific knowledge, isn't it? Specific knowledge is called visesha jnanam. General knowledge, samanya jnanam is what? There is something lying. Well, I don't know what exactly it is. There is something is samanya jnanam, general knowledge. And what is there is only rope. Is specific knowledge, is visesha jnanam. But here, visesha jnanam is not there. But this general knowledge is there. Suppose there is no samanya jnanam also, there is no knowledge there is something, then will there be fear? There is no knowledge that there is something, which means nothing is existing for you. Isn't it? There is no knowledge that there is something. That will not cause any problem, isn't it? Therefore, anischita rajjuhu, not definitely known, the rope which has not been known definitely what it is, which means there is, what now? This is called, I told you already, visesha ajnana means what? There is ignorance of the, what is. Ajnana purvaka, visesha ajnana purvaka samanya jnanam. The general knowledge of something is, but not knowing what it is. Therefore, anischita rajjuhu, when not in light. Andhakare, in semi-darkness, andhakare. Sarpa dharadibihi bhavaihi vikalpita. That rope, vikalpita means, is what now? Becomes projected. To be what? Here, sarpa means snake. Serpent, no? Then dhara means a streak of water, etc. Or even a crack you find. You can mistake that rope for what? A crack on the floor. You can mistake that rope for what? A snake. Or you can mistake it for what? A streak of water. It can be, isn't it? Mistake is possible. Yatha, specifically what we, you know, we say that, okay, snake. Dhara dibihi, so many things which look alike. You can mistake any one of them. Dhara dibihi, vikalpita, tadvat, in the same way, atma vikalpitaha. There is projection on the part of the atma also. What does it mean here? Which means, just as the not unclearly seen rope, no, is mistaken for something like rope, etc., erroneously perceived to be a snake, etc., so also this Atma, unknown Atma. Atma, unknown is what now? The Atma which is not known fully, totally. Atma which is not understood also results in what? Erroneous perception of the self. So, Atma Jnanam, which means now the ignorance, self-ignorance also results in what? Erroneous perception of the self. So, erroneous perception of the, perception of the rope to be the snake or something like that. Here also, self-ignorance results in erroneous self-perception. Which means, erroneous self-perception means, in error what happens? You mistake something which is not for something, isn't it? Here, the rope is, you do not see the rope, ignorance of the rope results in mistaking the rope for a snake. Similarly, a snake is mistaken to be the rope there, isn't it? There's a snake, for you snake is perceived. Rope is mistaken to be the snake. Similarly, here Atma is not known. You do not know what you are. Therefore, what happens? You mistake the non-self, what you are not, for yourself. What is Anatma? You mistake the all those other aspects which constitute the individual, the body, mind's complex, Anatma for the Atma. Tadvat Atma Vikalpitaha. It means what now? Erroneously perceived. Okay, which means Anatma is taken to be the Atma. Now, we should go to the next one now. Nischita Yam Yatha Rajvam.
Nischita Yam Yatha Rajvam.
Vikalpo Vinivartate. Rajjure veti chadvaitam.
Rajjure veti chadvaitam.
tadvadatma vinischayah. See, so as long as you do not see the rope, so you do not understand the rope to be the rope, so long will there be perception of this snake. As long as the snake is perceived, and the snake, there will be fear, you will become the victim of fear caused by the snake. Which means going, you know, having that, being the victim of the fear caused by snake is an undesirable situation, isn't it? So which is the suffering. Similarly here, as long as you do not know what you are, as so long there is Atma Ajnanam, and as long as Atma Ajnanam, there will be what now? Anatmatva Jnanam. Which means you mistake the Anatma for the Atma. As long as you mistake the Anatma for the Atma, there is what? No, there is erroneous self-perception, and there is erroneous perception of the, what is all the Jagat also. Thereby, there is all this emotional turmoil. That we say there is bondage in the form of the Bandha. So he says, the next one he says, Nischitayam yatha rajvam. Yatha, just as rajvam nischitayam, when the snake is recognized, when in the wake of definite knowledge of what is being the rope, what is the rope, what is being the rope, in the wake of knowledge of the rope, definite knowledge of the rope being there, what happens? Vikalpaha nivartate. Vikalpaha vinivartate means what now? Actually this vikalpaha, the projection, error resolves for good. Vinivartate means what now? The error resolves for good. Error resolves for good means what now? The snake resolves in the very rope. Now that I see the rope here, snake just goes away here, no? Where you saw the rope, there in the very rope, the snake resolves. Do you see rope and the snake here? No. But how did you think all this time the rope, the snake was very real? No, because I was seeing the, my God, I was seeing in my vision, in my perception, my understanding, in my cognition, snake was very much real. And as long as the rope was real in your understanding, was it very nice for you to be in a situation? No. It was very frightening. Isn't it? In fact, it disturbed the very easiness, very being. You are suffering. Therefore, you were frightened and you became a victim of the fear. And as a result of which, consequence of you are sweating and shivering and trembling, and then you were doing all sorts of things. You could not do what you need to do. You were doing what you need not do. All this confusion, isn't it? The turmoil because of your the perception of snake. And all these things resolve along with the snake. Now, where exactly snake resolves, there resolves the fear. There resolves all your emotional problems, isn't it? The fear. Where does the snake resolve? What is adhishtanam for the snake? What is adhishtanam? What is the vigilance existence to the snake? Rope, isn't it? In the very rope. When? In the wake of knowledge of what is being rope. Then you see what now? Do you see the second thing there? All that you see is rope alone. Secondless, non-dual rope. Similarly here, this samsaraha, the emotional turmoil in the form of being the victim of the sixfold enemies, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya. Not that we want to have, we don't need to feel guilty about having them, don't need to feel bad about having those emotions in the mind. It's very natural for one to have this kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya, etc. They're all symptoms of the disease of erroneous self-perception, isn't it? So those, all of them, all these symptoms will resolve for good when the disease resolves. What is the disease here? No, the error in the perception resolves. In fact, it's not the snake which causes the samsara. It is the perception of the snake which causes the samsara. Error in the perception is corrected. Everything goes similarly. It is not the world which is source of your unhappiness. It is not the prapancha. It is a mithya prapancha which is responsible for unhappiness. It is a perception of the jagat which is here, which is the cause for your samsara. What is a perception? Satyam. Jagat satyam is my perception. What is real? What is the fact about the jagat? Mithya. Why do you see this mithya prapancha, satyam prapancha? Because you do not know the truth of this jagat. Satyam, you do not know. So ignorance of satyam is what now covers the satyam. That be what now? It causes what now? Causes the projection. What is the projection? Mistaking the mithya prapancha for satyam is what now? Is the projection. As a result of which there is bandha, bondage. Is it clear? Therefore, jagan mithya, it has to be seen similarly, just as in the wake of knowledge of the rope, how the snake and the snake cause the problems, the fear, etc., resolve in the very snake, in the non-dual snake, so also in the wake of knowledge of what I am, what the I is, what is the content of I is, the wake of knowledge of aham, atma swarupam, what happens? And then the whole, the mithya, the error in the perception of the jagat will become corrected. When the error in your perception of the universe is corrected, you resolve the negate jagat as mithya. Jagat becomes negated as mithya. What negated as mithya means what? It is as good as non-existent, which means you can say all that is here is this myself. When you say all that is here is myself, what does it mean? Which is yourself then? Your identity is, even though you're endowed with the body minus complex, your identity is totally only with the Chaitanyam Brahma. Isn't it? Then it is purely cognitive. Nothing is physical here. Nothing is done externally here. All these changes happen were only cognitive. So here, how physically you are not chasing away the snake, physically you are not dropping the fear, physically you are not doing anything, it's all cognitive, isn't it? Your perception of the your right perception of what is, in fact, itself, that itself is what? The result. Right perception, seeing what is itself is enough for you to become free from the hold of fear. Therefore, freedom from the hold of, freedom from fear. And if the snake, perception of the snake, erroneous perception is in fact the perception of what is, seeing what is, isn't it? Similarly, here knowing what you are itself is seeing the universe being mithya. Seeing the universe being mithya is what now? Becoming free from the emotional dependence and free from the bondage. Free from dependence, understand? Is what is it? Then what happened? You see yourself being the only, yourself being the only reality. You see yourself, your own swarupam being the secondless, non-dual reality. At Atma, what is Atma here? All pervasive, indestructible, eternal, innermost essence of every individual, which is the truth of I. For me, I am that Brahma Atma. Satchidanandaha, Esurupaha. Therefore, that's what he is. You will see yourself, this Atma being the secondless, non-dual reality here. He says here, Nischitayam yatha rajvam. In the definite, in the wake of knowledge, definite knowledge of the rope, there, vikalpaha vinivartate. The error in a perception of, the erroneous perception, error in a perception resolves, which means the erroneously perceived snake resolves, thereby snake cause problem also resolves. Rajjuhu yeva, definitely disease rope alone. Rajjuhu yeva iti. Vinischitayam rajvam, when the rope is definitely known, cha advaitam tad, then what is there? What is there is non-dual, secondless rope. Similarly, tadvate atma vinischayaha. Tadvate, then what happened? One in the wake of knowledge of the self also, one has the definite, in the wake of definite knowledge of the self also, one can see the jagat being mithya, and thereby one can see oneself being free from all the, you know, the problems caused by erroneous perception of the universe. Is it clear? We think, see, what is the problem? Why should we need self-knowledge? Erroneous perception of the universe implies what? Erroneous perception of the self. Erroneous perception of the self means erroneous perception of the universe. And error in the perception of, you know, the universe is in fact samsara. Therefore, all that you need is, your samsara is not caused by the universe. Your problems are not caused by the universe. Universe is not the source or responsible for your problems. It is your perception, erroneous perception, which is the source of, cause of your problems. Understand? It's all the, that is why, Nandrum Tidum Pirardara Vara. I can repeat every class this one, no problem. You know why? Because the universe is neither the source of happiness, nor is it the source of unhappiness. When you see what is, then you see yourself being the source of happiness. When you do not see what is, then you see the universe being the source of unhappiness. Both are, isn't it? In right knowledge, you understand things. In the wrong, in the ignorance, in fact, there's error. It's all the error. All that you need is the correction of the error. So correction of error is possible only by resolving the ignorance, for which jnanam is the only means. Understand? That is why we, in the introductory classes, we say what? Knowledge is freedom. So one small statement, knowledge is freedom. Ignorance is bondage. Is it clear? So with this thing, the thing is over. So Atma is what? No, non-dual, secondless reality. You can be in the world, enjoy the world, experience the world, you can still be free. So whatever span of life you are blessed with, and then that's a bonus. You can enjoy this life. Otherwise, the whole life you will be slogging only. Sarva Shastram for. Now from 19th mantra onwards, the 19th mantra, again he is going to say how Maya acts. Okay? The 19th mantra is going to talk about the Maya, which we will see next class. It won't take much time now. Later, after that, from verse number 20 to 28. So next mantra, 19th mantra, is going to talk about the how the Maya is the culprit, isn't it? How we'll see that for samsara. Then from 20th to 28th, 9 mantras, Upanishad presents the different confused views of confused people of different schools of thought. And Shankara Bhagavatapada just ignores them just by not be commenting upon them. He does not write any commentary on those verses, which means he ignores them, saying it's all confused views. Why should I make and write any commentary on the confused views? He just leaves them. So for us, nice for us to read once quickly. So and then we can have read the mantras. There's no not much commentary. Look at this. Not commentary here, just the mantras. Read the mantras, know the meaning, one line meaning. Now, what different people? What is the view of Dvaitins? What is the view of materialists? What is the view of, you know, Sankhyas? We see a lot of them. Very interesting to see. And for all of them, what now? God is an object. In fact, our own Veda Shastram, Karma Kanda presents God as an object. Upasana Kanda, God is presented as an object. Initially, it is very good and very important for one to see, symbolize God outside, externally as an object, and to worship and pray, you know, for Antahkarna Shuddhi. But there must be a time you should really prepare your mind, become intellectually sharp, and try to know the truth and see. There is no such God, isn't it? You have to understand you have to have the right concept of God. So, we'll see that. This is why many people come, I don't believe in God. Because they think we are fools. I don't believe in God, there is no God. They say all those things. And whatever they think as God, whatever they don't believe as God, we also do not believe as God, isn't it? True. Definitely. So, we'll have understand here the right concept of God. We'll become very clear. Then different views of different people, what is God according to them, how they are limited in their thinking, that also we can understand. And mainly, he's going to now sum up. Having presented these two verses, now using snake example, don't think snake example is something very, it has been there in tradition. It's a very old example. You know, Swamiji in fact quotes from Kambaramayanam also. There's one nice verse is there. Kambar also mentions this. He uses chaste Tamil verse. Yeah. So what I'm saying, the next verse, how Maya, it is the Maya. And that Maya is what? What's Maya here? No? What is, from the standpoint of individual, what is said to be ignorance, self-ignorance? From the standpoint of the total cosmos, we say what? Maya. In fact, Mula Vidya, there is something called ignorance, isn't it? And that ignorance is something which does not have independent existence outside of reality, Atma. Why ignorance is given the name Maya? And how this Maya is responsible for this Jagat? And how this is bondage, samsara, etc. We'll see next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.